Whatever you want to mean, Adesheni, then you have to write down Adesheni. That's more mustav like that. Stam Ada means Adarishan. Whenever you want to write it down to make sure it means Adesheni, you write down Adesheni. He says here, Kaisan Adarishan Adesheni, Klaimer, Vlayarina the Adarishan Shevet Shvat Mikri. Elishneyemain Adir, because the Mishtaras Adir. An Adir, when you write down the Shtaras, you have to write down today is Adir. Elishabadir Beis Kaisan Adir Tanin. That's over here. Then Adesheni, write down Adesheni. Stam Adir always means Adarishan. So on Tezvav, on the 15th day of Adar, that's when Bezdin goes to send out Shluchim to take care of fixing up the roads. And they take care of all the Tzorchi Rabbim. What is the extra Tzorchi Rabbim? These are the extra things of Tzorchi Rabbim. Bezdin now sits down to pass in all the shells of Dina Mamnis. For Dina and the Foshtas, anybody killed anybody? Dina Makis, anybody who's over alive that deserves to get Malkis? Somebody says erki olai, he's mechayev to give money to Hegdish, how much he's worth, or charamim to give to the kohanim. Now Bezin says you have to pay up, you have to be paid yourself. The Hegdish, somebody was makdish money, or mashkin es asoita, if you have a soita, she has to have a shkoyt asoita. They did it now also tezvov. The other, that's when they started to do it. For sorfen es apora, they would burn the pora duma to get the new mechatis, in order to make the Eden Torah, mistam for Pesach. Before Yom Tov, if you wanted to be Torah, so they start to work now to make sure they have the Mayim Torim. For Yarfa Megla Rufa, if anybody was killed, found killed outside between two cities, that'll bring an Egla Rufa. They brought it now also on Tezvav Biyadur. For Roitzim Eved Ivri, if you have an Eved Ivri that didn't want to go out after 6 years, but he wanted to stay and work till Yovel, so you make now Ritzia, now Bezin took him and made a hole through his ear. Oh, Metairim Esem Metzaira. If somebody was a Metzaira, Bezin make sure to Metairim now on Tezvav Biyadur. And they take off. This is a new halacha. This is a chur. This doesn't have to do with this with tezvav. This is a halacha in chol hamoed. That in chol hamoed, you're allowed to take off the manu, take out a shoe off the press. When a shoemaker first makes the shoe, he has like on a mold. When he makes it, so you're allowed to take off the shoe now in chol hamoed. He's a mafarkin as a manu. You can take off the shoe meyagabel hamayim or meyagabi imus. The ain machziru noisei, but you're not allowed to put it back on again. On Cholomoy, like it says also on top here, Kramedo, Lab Tzorchi Rabbim, this is not talking about Tzorchi Rabbim. El Yuma the Tesefto, this is the end of the Tesefto, I'm talking about Cholomoy there, I'm talking about a regular Cholomoy. The Mutal Afara Kamano, on Cholomoy, you're allowed to take the shoe off its mold. May Al Gabi Hadfus, change the Maisumin, because that's not called the Maisumin. Abel Osalach Zero, you're not allowed to put the shoe back on its mold. She Tzorch Umin Vyosiv Amoid, that's the Yisoid, Molochis on Cholomoy. Anything that has to have an Umin is professional to do it. That's also to do on Chol Hamoed. Yeah. V'yein machzir noisai. Tamom tanini. We learned over there. Mashkin beis hashalchin. On Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to water the places that need water if you don't have rainwater there. U'metzayonim ala kvaris. And you're allowed to be mitzayin, put a tzi and put a sign around the kvaris on Chol Hamoed. For the Gemara, loy kavat sainu meyader. Like in our Mishnah, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Tezvav Adar, we put her out the tzi and ready. And for the Gemara, the tifta shiyora chetev shogashomim v'shotfu v'yotzin v'shotfu. We're talking about now a big rainfall came down after Chamisha Sabadar, therefore they have to do it over again on Chol Hamoed Pesach. Alright, we'll stop here. Here on top of it, the second two dots. V'yotzin af halaklayim. Hey, this is the end of the braisa that on Chol Hamoed Pesach, the Yosef used to go out to check out the fields if they had klayim growing or not. Fred Gemara, loy kvar yotzu meyader? Didn't they already go out on Adar? Like we learned in our Mishnah, that they were mashmiyim on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They used to tell the people, watch out about the klayim. And on Chamisha, so the 15th day, they went out to check if there was klayim or not. So how come now on Chol Hamoed Pesach, they used to check again to see if they had klayim? Luchur, if there was klayim, they uprooted it already from before, from Chamisha Asa B'Yadar. And the Gemara Tifta, I'll give you an answer. Shoisa Ashanu Afelam. There was a very late season this year. V'yein Atzmochim Nikorim. And the growth were not nikkur. They couldn't tell if it was klayim or not on Chamisha Asa B'Yadar. So in a regular year, when they plant earlier, so by the 15th day of Adar, it's nikkur ready the growth. What's a klayim? Which two vegetables are growing too close together? They uprooted then. But it can happen that the year the crop is very late this year, therefore that's too early, So if it's too early on Chamisha Sabadar, they're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed to go out to check to see if there's Klayim or not. So the Gemara now, Minayin L'Tziyan. How do we know there's such an Indian to put a Tziyan, to put up a sign, a Simin, that there's a Kever there? In other words, our Mishnah says, also they used to go out to Mitzayin Es HaTziyan. This is one of the things they did on Chamisha Asar Ba'adar. They used to go out to Mitzayonim Es HaKvaris. They used to put a sign around the Kever. How do we know there's such an Indian to do this? To put a sign around the Kvarim. And the Gemara, Rab Rachia, the Nusach Bavli said the Gisha should be Rab Yaakov, Brei, the Bas Yaakov, B'Shem Rab Nechunya, the Bras Chudon, Rab Yosi Yomalo, B'Shem Rab Yaakov, Ba, Brei, the Rab Acho, B'Shem Rab Nechunya. Prosa, Hudach, Rab Chanina, Azab, Rab Nechunya, the Bras Chudon. Kids, a lot of people saying this over. Our guess is also like that. Reb Rachia, Reb Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, B'Shem Reb Yechunyom, Debras Chavorin, Reb Yosi Amrilo, Reb Yaakov, Baracho, B'Shem Reb Yechunyom, Debras Chavorin, Reb Chizkia, Reb Uziel, Braid the Rav Chunyom, the base Churin, they come from the place Beis Churin, B'Shem Reb Chunyom. They said on the name of Chunyom, the base Chavorin, Yosef came from this place. That the Postik says, V'tomei Tomei Yikrom. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that talks about the tumah mitzrayim when a person is a mitzrayim. The pasuk says v'tome tome yikrom. What does that mean? Kid vidarshin that kedesh teyat tumah koyra lecho befiho v'yameres lecho parish. As if to say the tumah itself has to have the mouth and open up and tells you, stay away from me, I'm tummy. That's trying to pasuk tome tome yikrom. We should call out. There should be spoken out to say that he's tummy. So even though the apostle is talking about a mitzvah, we dash in this for tumas mace also. If you ask somebody buried in the ground, there should be a tziyan, there should be a simon there, a sign there, that we should know somebody's buried there. And if that sign is telling us, stay away, don't come near me because I'm tummy. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah, the commentator says, tuma kari means klaymar. Oisim simonim ala tumo kidei sheyehei margish uparish. Make a sim and make a sign there that we should know there's a mace there and we'll stay away, not go nearby. So the Mara, Rabbi Elah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, says the pasuk in Yecheskel that says the avru ha'ivrim b'yeretz, the people went through the land for raw etzem, they saw a bone other of a person uvona etz loitzion, and they build next to him a tziyon, a sign, to know that there's a mace buried there. So we dash in this pasuk to say, etzem, what does the bone mean? Mikan shemetzayonim al hatzomis. That even if only bones are buried there, there's also an inyan to make a tziyon, to make a sign there. So Mefarsh just said, the Karbonator says, v'yav roivrim, v'nevuas yechesku ksiv, shel osid yasu yisrol tziyonim al hatzomis. They'll make tziyon on the dead people. So we dash in the pasuk, etzem means kadar kukru al atzomis. Afa pish in a sachal habosar, even though there's no more meat to the skeleton, the akati metame b'yoyil. The bones of a mace is also metame b'yoyil. V'yare b'shiyesh bem roi v'akav. He have at least the revius of a kav of bones there. Afa pish enum loy roi v'inyin v'loy roi v'minyin. It's not the rove of the amount of bones, and it's not the rove of the size of the bones of the body, but just roiv ha'kav of bones is also matama tumas oil. Therefore, if you have buried there a roiv of kav of bones, you have to put a tziyan on top of it. The pasuk says odom. What does odom mean? Mikan shemetzayonim al hashegra v'yagugolus. That not only if you have the whole body there, even if you just have the backbone or the golus, just the skull, also is an inyan to make a tziyan on top of it. Al hashegra v'yagugolus of the korban edom. Afo pi sheinim el etzem echad. Even though there's only one bone, just the backbone, or else kugolus means the skull, but these things are choshiv, that also, if you go on top of it, there's a tumas oyel hames, just going on top of these bones. So therefore, if you have them buried there, there's an inyan to make it tzion, put a sign on top of it, people should to stay away from it. Then the pasuk says, ubono, you should build. What does it mean you should build? Mikan shemetzayonim agabe evan kvua. What you build for a tzion on top of the sign, it should be a stone that's kvua, that's settled there, that doesn't move around. It has to be built into the ground. Why? Because im oimer at al gabi evan talusha,
Because if you're going to tell me you're allowed to use a stone that's tallish, that's uprooted, that could roll away, is afi holeches umetama b'mokam acher. You have to be afraid maybe the stone will roll away and end up someplace else on top of a place that has no mace there. And people will think there's a mace, and you'll come out to the wrong halachas, that people went over there will be metama themselves, they'll burn the tyrus for no purpose. So therefore, when you do put a tzir in a stone on top of a mace, you have to make sure it's kavua. It's settled there that it's not going to move anymore. It has to be kavua in the ground. That's called ubona. They build a binyan kavua there. Like the Mefarshim said, the Korban Edom, agabi yevan kavua, ala kever, lafuka yevan amas galgal. You can't use a stone that rolls away. Tohochi mashma malishna nekro. Ubona, you should build, shul mechuba bebinyan. It's attached to the ground like a binyan. You have to have a stone that's attached to the ground. That's the type of a tzion you have to make. Then the Pasuk says, etzloi, is v'ro etzem odem abona etzloi tzion. So etzloi, what does etzloi mean near it? Lemokam tyra. In other words, the tzion, the sign that a mace is there, you don't put the sign right on top of the mace. Because by the time you get to the sign, you'll touch the mace already. But rather a little bit in front of the mace, in a mokam tohor, that mokam really is tohor, that's where you put the sign. That people should know that if they're going to come close to a mace, they'll stay away from it. So the tzion has to be in a mokam tohor. So the first of the mokam tairo, midah like tziv ubona olav tzion, they build on top of it, mashma shafilu amokam tairo shetzloi mitzayonim. That you have to put the tzion, the sign, really the tzion is a piece of lime. They used to put lime around the mace. So the lime has to be not on top of the mace, but on the side of the mace. Dim loy kain, if not like this, einay margishat sheyovoy ala tzion. You won't realize the mace is there until your mamas go on top of the tzion itself. Now, if the tzion is only on top of the mace, ukvanit muhatiris, they'll already become tummy what you're holding in your hand, the tiris. Because you first realize it when you reach the tzion, which is erect on top of the mace. Lakach, therefore, machikan miksas. We tell you, make the tzion, the sign, a little bit away from the mace. Kishayova yala tzion magish betumah. So that when you come and meet up with the tzion, you realize that in front of you, there's a mace there, and you won't go there. Shilafonov. You won't go over the mace, therefore you just go on top of the tzion, and you won't become tummy. So that's the pasuk etzloi, make the tzion next to the mace, not on top of the mace, but a little bit on the side of the mace, so people will still realize the tzion, and they won't go on top of the mace yet. Then the pasuk says, tzion, mikan letzion. It's also a drasha or raya that you're supposed to make a sim and a sign on top of the mace to tell us that a mace is there. Umotza, now there's a brisa now. Umotza even achas mitzuyenis. Let's say you found one stone that has a tzion, has a sign around the stone. On the stone itself there's a sign. You have the lime on top of the stone. Is alpha p shein mekayomim kain, even though really you're not supposed to do that, you're not supposed to put the tzion directly on top of the mace, still we say, hamaya lo leho tomi. If somebody goes on top of this stone that has the tzion, has the lime on top of the stone, we say your tummy. Going on top of this one stone, we say the stone was put on top of the mace, and since you went on top of the stone, you are over a mace, therefore your tummy. Why? On the yomer mace mitzuyin, there's a mace there, found there, vayinosin tachteho, and the mace was put underneath the stone. So the Rashi, like the Korban Eder says, hochi gafinin, toni, we learned in a brisa. Motze even, afal pishen rishoyim, sharei tzorach laharcha katziyim min atuma. Really, you're not supposed to put the tzion on the sign directly on top of the mace, but you're supposed to put it on the side, like we just learned. Kosher can appreciate the samach. Kishatuma tachas even, harei kol even metam b'yoyim. Because if you put the stone directly on top of the mace, so on top of the stone, you become tummy, you're over the mace. Still, there's a possibility to say that if you only find one stone and there's a tzion on top of the stone, we have to be afraid, maybe by mistake, they put this stone on top of the mace, and that's why they put the tzion on top of the stone. So therefore, if you go over the stone, taki your tummy. Yeah. What about Toyushtayim? Let's say there were two stones, one far away, like 6 feet apart. There was a stone on one side, a stone on the other side. Then we say, Hamayel Aleihem Tor. Pshita, somebody goes over the stones, they're Tor. Because now we say, since there's a stone here and a stone 6 feet away, we say the pshat is the mace is buried in between the two stones. And the tzia, now the stone on one side is by his, in front of his head, and the stone on the other side is the back of his feet. So therefore we say the stones itself are not on top of the mace. No, if I care, the mace is buried in between the two stones. So, hoyishtayim, if you found two stones that have a tzia on top of them, hamayel aleihem torsh. If you go on top of them, we say a tor. Ubeneihem tomei. But if you walk in between these two stones, then we say a tomei. Because like we're saying, these are two stones that see on the shows that this is where the head is, and that's where the feet is, and in between, that's where the mace is. And that's the way it should be done. That the tzion should be a little bit away from the mace, and in between, that's where the mace is. What about them? Hoya chorish bentayim? Let's say you saw the way the people were chorish, were plowing the ground in between these two stones. So then we say for sure the mace is not buried in between these two stones. Because if a mace was buried there, people would not be plowing there. So then what do we say? Harehen kiyachidos. We say that each stone is like a separate stone by itself. Beinehem tor. Then we say, in between the two stones, for sure you tor. Since people are plowing there, it's a raya, no mace is buried underneath that place. So if you walk in between the two stones, you tor. Mashenkin, our girsa is usvivosehem. On the side of the carbonator says the girsa should be, v'tachteyem tomei. But underneath the stones means if you walk on top of the stones, then we say underneath the stones is tummy, because it looks as if each stone is like a stone by itself. If you have a stone here and a stone 6 feet away, since in between here people are plowing, we don't say there's a mace buried in between. So this stone is a stone by itself, could be there's a mace right under this stone. This stone over here is a different mace that could be also buried right underneath this stone. Therefore each stone by itself is tummy, mashek, and in between tak is tor. Really, also the Takan Karatin said the gish should be the agave tomei, like not tachtein. We're talking about now the stone itself. So really, the best girsum. They say that if you have two stones and a churish, they plow in between. So gish should be the agavehem tomei. Hey, it's on top of the stones, your tomei. Right, tonei. We learned in the brisa ein mitzayonim al habosar. If you only know there's flesh there, the of a mace. There's no bones. There's no bones at all. You only have pure flesh of a mace. So even though the bosser is metama b'yoyol, and if you walk over this now, it's metama you, still we do not put a tzion, do not put a sign on top of this mokim, where just the meat alone is buried. Hey, Tony, we learned in the braisa, ein mitzayonim al habosser. If you only have pure meat of a mace buried there, we don't put a tzion on top of it. Why not? Shema nesachal habosser, because meat alone gets disintegrated very fast. So we're afraid the meat will be disintegrated within 2 or 3 days, like fast. And therefore, if you can have a tzion there, people are going to think there's still a mace there, and if somebody walks over that, he'll think he's tummy. If he asks Tyrus, he'll think the Tyrus became tummy, and he'll have to burn them. And really, really, since in a few days the busser gets disintegrated, there's no matuma there. So therefore, we tell you better off, don't put a tzion there. Like, people shouldn't make mistakes and think they're tummy when they're really not matummy. Rabbi Gemara, Rabbi Yuste Bar Shunin, boy, he asked a question, Kumi Rabbi Mono, in front of Rabbi Mono, for lo nimtza metama taras la mafreya, has been our koponim these first few days, that the meat is there. L'chur, when you walk over the meat then, you are tame. So if you don't have a tzion then, people will walk over that place, and a few days later they're going to find out that the meat was just put there, and when you walked over that mokim, you became tame, and you have to be metama the taras la mafreya. Hey, Slamafreya, a day ago, when you walked over that mokum and you were holding Tyrus, you were holding something like Truma, we're going to have to say that Truma became tummy now. So, Kuru, these first few days are called upon him. When the meat is still there, for those few days we should have to have it see on there. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Mutav sheyeskalkulu boilisho, it's better off. That's for these only first few days that the meat is still there. The true will come out of Kilku then. That since there's no tzion now, people won't know there's tumah there and they'll walk over it. But that's better off. The al yiskalkulu b'liyerlam. Could they rather putting a tzion on top? If you put a tzion on top, people will think the mace is there loyalam, or at least for a long, long time. Mashmi, if you have a mace there buried with bones, bones take a very, very long time until it gets disintegrated. tif yavit see in their sign there on top, people will think they're like bones buried there, and they'll think for a year, for a long time, there's a mace still there. And really, really, since there was only busa buried there, could be that got disintegrated very fast, so the kilku will be much greater than the tikkun. Therefore, it's a question for a few days to be have a nichshul, rather than making a nichshul for a long, long time. That's the Brisa says, don't put a tzion at all. And the Kabbalah says, v'lo yiskalkul bar li'olam, tikishiyasu tzion, if we're going to make a tzion on top of sign there, yisbru lo'olam sh'adayin atumasham, people think that the mace is still there. V'yisorfu olav kodeshim, sh'yavru olav v'shoyg g'gabalayla, if somebody walked over that place at night time and didn't realize he went over the mace, and tomorrow he's going to see the tzion there, he's going to think he has to burn the tyrus that he carried with him. And really, really, since the boss had got disintegrated already, he doesn't have to. So therefore, the Brisa says, don't put up a tzion. Havada, as much as you do, tell people, make other signs there maybe, but a kopon of a tzion you can't put up there. Today it shouldn't be a kilkul li'erlam. So that's the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, barishayna hoya oikrin umashlichen lefneim. His Rishayna, when Bezdin used to send the shluchim out to check if there's klayim in the fields, let's say they found yidin that had klayim growing, so all the shluchim Bezdin used to do was just uproot it. For Rishayna or Yoikrim, they used to uproot the klayim. You had two types of vegetables growing one next to another. They just uprooted the klayim. Umashlichen lefnayim. And they threw it down in front of the balabatim, in front of your garden where it was, they just left it there. That's what they did at the beginning. Of it, Misharabu Oibravera, when the Eden did more Averis b'mezid, in other words, they kept on continuously growing klayim, is how you mashlichel and drachim. Then the shluchim bezin used to take uproot the klayim and didn't leave it by the balabas in his fields, but rather like little kanas, took it away from him and threw it in the streets. And then eskinu, another takona was, she yomafkirin eskol asoda. They made like a big kanas upon these balabatim that used to continuously grow klayim in their fields. When they found the klayim growing there, they were mafka the whole field. They took away the whole field from them. And that made a kanas, or such a kanas, they stopped growing klayim on the fields. So Mark explains now. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Tony, Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Barishayin nohoyo oikrin umashlichan lefnayim. At the beginning, they used to uproot the klayim and just throw it down in front of the balabatim, leave it there on their fields. So Mark says, the balabos, the owners, felt happy they had two simchas involved. Achas, one was shoyim menachashim sadesayim. What did they do by uprooting the vegetables? They were menachash, they like pruned out my fields. They made it much better now. They made it that the vegetables that are still growing will grow better. So they helped me out. The echod, shoyonenim menachlaim. Klaim is not osabano. They used to use this klaim. So how did they use it? They used to give it to the animals to use. So the kids said they had enjoyment from what the Bezdin used to do. So if they didn't stop growing klayim, they kept on growing klayim. I, the Bezdin, came and uprooted it. Very good, you're doing us a favor. So Melo Misharabu Oivra Vera, when the Balabatim kept on letting their klayim grow, Hoyimashlichen aladrochim. Bezdin made a takona, we're not going to let you enjoy the klayim to give it to your animals. We're rather going to throw it now in the Trusarabim, we'll throw it to other people who take it, not you. Afal pikein, even so, afal pikein, hoyu smechim. Still the balabatim were happy. Shoyu menachashin so the same, because our core point of the fields were better off now. You pruned out my field. You took out the crumpled up vegetables, and now what's there is going to grow better. So they're still happy. Is eskino, finally, Bezda made at the corner was, shiyu mafkirin kola sadakula. Hashiyu mafkirin kola sadakula. They made like a hefka bezdin hefka. The bezdin took away the fields from the owner. They gave you a knas. Since you kept on growing klayim here, the field does not belong to you, and whoever wants to come has a right to take it now. They made it hefker. The bezin has a right, hefker, bezin, hefker. For at the Gemara, Minayin, how do we know this? Shehefker, bezin, hefker. How do we know that bezin has this right to take away somebody's field and make it hefker, to make it not yours anymore? This. Yeah. No, that claim is also bachila. That was grown b'yisr. Just not also b'ano. You got to give it to the animals, the first say. It wasn't also b'ano. So they had ano from it. They gave it to the animals to eat it. But I call it my klaya kerem is also b'ano. But here we're talking about klaya's royin. Just two vegetables growing together. It's only also bachila, not b'ano. Yeah. So Frat Gemara now, how do we know this Yisoid Minayin? Shehefke Bezdin Hefker, that Bezdin has the right to take away something from somebody. The Pasuk in Ezra says, V'cholash Ezra made a takona, that V'cholash Shelo Yovu L'shtosha Sayomim, the Atzah Sarm, whoever doesn't come, we're summoning everybody to come in 3 days. Whoever doesn't come to us, the Atzah, the council of the Sarm, the heads, the Yaskenim, is Yechorim Kor Rechushay. All their property should be lost, V'yibodo Mikala Goylam, and they should be taken away. So the kids, Ezra had a right to make the fields Hefker. He said, whoever doesn't come to me within these 3 days, their fields will become Hefker. And the Ramban said, Yechorim Kor Rechushay means, Harei Sheb Ezra, Bez Dinoi, Hoyibiyodom Lahafke Kor Rechush, Oiver Aldevrayim. Whoever did not listen to them, they had the right to take away the fields from this people. So that's the story of Hefker Bez Nefker. Do you have a right to do this? So the Gemara now, Minayin Sheep Turim in Amaisers. I'll ask you a Shaila, how do we know now, let's say Bezdin makes the field Hefker. How strong is the Hefker that Bezdin makes it? We know Alocha, real Hefker, if you have fruits that grow Hefker Mamash and Rishus Rabim, open property, it's Potim in Amaiser. That's Alocha in a Torah. Anything that's Hefker is Potim in Amaiser. With Ashton from the Psukim, only something you have to give to the Levi, Mashen can hear the Yad Levi Shavu B'Yu. The same way you could come and take it, the Levi could come and take it. Therefore, there's no din to give Maisers. That's if it's really Hefker Midiraisa. Chlete Gemara Shala, what's going to be if really it belongs to Reuven? This field, these trees, grew in Reuven's property. Now, Bezdin came and made this property Hefker. Does Bezdin have a right to make it that it's Potim in Amaiser now? If somebody else, Reuven, comes, and the Zecher in his karka, do we say he's also potter for giving Meiser? Hey, does the Rabbanan's Hefker has a din, mamash like Hefker, midiraisa, that you even potter min a Meiser? That's what Takun Karatin says, minayin sheep tur min a Meiser. Te Hefke gomer shef kiru bailov, if a real bailam was really mafkir his own field, ya filo mikro sheep tur min a Meiser. We have psukim that is potter min a Meiser. When Bezdin makes it Hefker, is it the same status as you make it Hefker? Even though we know that Bezdin has the right to take your ownership off it, and I have a right to get it, the das Bezdin gufa yesh lehevayel lafkiyas chusam, but not the patra from Meiser. That's the Shaila. How do we know that Bezdin has... here's two questions. How do we know that Bezdin has this right, or Bezdin does it, to make it such a strong hefker to say it's potim in a Meiser? And we'll soon see later, how do they know that's the locha? Like the Chur, the Gemara is asking, how do you know they do it? Like, where's the raya Bezdin did it? So later the Gemara is going to bring a raya, how do we know Bezdin did it? But the Chur, now the Gemara is asking, how do we know does Bezdin have such a kaychanat? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yonasin, Breid Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Acha, Shoma lo min hoda. I'll bring you a raya proof from this halacha. This halacha from Ein ma'avrin es hashana loy b'shvius v'loy b'metzoy shvius. It comes the year you have to make an ibayur, an extra month. You have to make two others. Don't make the ibayur on shvius, on the shemitah year, and don't do it on metzoy shvius. The year after shvius, those 2 years, Bezdin is not supposed to make the year an extra month. The year mevru, let's say b'dieved Bezdin went and made this Shvius, the 7th year, they made an extra month in the year, is Harezu Muberes, that's Halacha. That it is Chal, that this year now has 13 months, there's two others. V'choydish, now the Karai is like this, V'choydish Echot Shumaisif, now since Bezdin made this year Shemitah an extra month, they added an extra month to the year, L'chura, isn't this month, this extra other now, L'ipotem imaisrois, the Halacha is on Shvius, Yipotem forgive imaisa. Because Shvius is like Hefker. Everybody has a right to come and eat the fields of your field, eat the fruits of your fields. Therefore, it's Potim in a Meiser. Now, Lechura, this extra month that Bezdin made it, the Havamina is, Bezdin is making this extra month. So if Bezdin makes an extra month, maybe this month should be different, even though the other 12 months. It's like a Hefker, really, Midiraisa, that just Potim in a Meiser, but this 13th month that Bezdin adds to it, since it's only Midirabonin, maybe it shouldn't be Potim in a Meiser. And the kasher is, we know not like that. We know if it isn't Ibrayor, Havadah, all 13 months are potem in a Meiser. So this should be the Raya when Bezdin makes it Hefker, they have a right to potem in a Meiser also. We'll soon see a posh of the kasher, there's no Raya from here. So tomorrow, Ho'ad Kidoin Shvius, Moitsoi Shvius Mai. So Churimar is saying, I understand why on Shavuos itself, the seventh year itself, you should not make it an extra month on that year. And we can understand that since Shavuos itself is a hard year to go through, the farmers are not allowed to plant anything, so we don't want to make it harder than it should be. Like, don't make the extra month this year, Punkta Shavuos, to make it harder for the farmers. So that's what we understand why Matchila, Beis Din should not make Shemitah an extra month in that year. Avalachur, what's the Shalom Moshoi Shavuos? The year after Shavuos, what's the inyan? Why can't Beis Din make that year an extra month? What's wrong with Moshoi Shavuos? Is Amar Avon Barbun Shalei L'Rabbis V'Yisachodesh. The Teretz says, and they're in Akoporon Eretz Yisrael for sure, it's Lassim Ederai Sechodesh. That means the new grain that grows, you're not allowed to eat it till after the second day of Pesach. So if you have the first year Shemitah, on that year you're not allowed to plant anything new. So Mela, they don't have any Tfua from last year. Like the last year's crops were all eaten already. It comes now the ninth year, they go now to plant the new Tfua, the new wheat. Now the wheat that grows the ninth year, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the second day of Pesach. So if you're going to make that year an extra month, you're going to make them go an extra month like starving without Tfua to eat, because they don't have any more Yosha left. The old Tfua was all eaten up already during Shemitah. They have to wait for the new crop the ninth year. So if you're going to make two others before Pesach, you're going to make them wait an extra month before they can eat the Chodesh. So Mel, that's an inyan not to make the ninth year, not to make the eighth year, I mean, not to make the year after Shavuos, not to make the eighth year an extra month. Could they not to be meisif on them the extra month with the Yisach Chodesh? Yeah. So that's the reason why Metchila Bezin should not make these two years with an extra month. So Ramar says, Rab Zeh, Rab Hashem, Rab Loza, Rab Abba, Hodid the Yat Amr, that that you say, this is only good, actually hit the Rebbe, only up until Rebbe was matir, Lohovi Yerek Mechutz Loris Loritz. Only up until, as before Rebbe was matir, there was an Isser to bring vegetables from Chutz Loritz into Eretz Yisrael. So since you do not have any fresh crops in Eretz Yisrael, we have these two reasonings, not to make the extra month in Shavuos, and not to make the extra month after Shavuos, the eighth year. Today the Klal Yisrael should have what to eat. Avo Mishiyat the Rebbe, Lohavi Yerek Mechutz Loritz, but once Rebbe said, no, it's mutter to bring vegetables from Chutz Loritz in Eretz Yisrael, I tell you, he shviyas, he shall shashne shvua. Now there's no issa to make an ibiyor, the extra month, on Shemitah itself, or on the eighth year afterwards. Because as far as the eighth year goes afterwards, say there'll be an issa kodesh, there won't be sagafelech. Let them bring vegetables from Chutz Loritz, and they'll have yoshin. If they can bring vegetables from out of Eretz Yisrael, it's not a raya that Chutz Loritz has put them in a minachodesh. It just means that there's plenty of tfua. So you'll have last year's crop to bring from Chutz Loritz, so that there won't be Moisef any Yisach Chodesh on them if you make the extra year after Shavuos, after Shemitah. And then within on Shemitah itself, there's no Issa to make an extra month, so we left out a Pshat. There's another Pshat is that the Loch is that you have to bring the Omer, and the Shtei Alechem has to be brought from the Tfua grown that year in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to make an extra month, the Pshat won't be any Tfua left. And since on Shavuos, you can't plant new Tfua, so your Pasha not going to have any Tfua to eat from. It's not that you won't be able to eat, but if you're not going to be able to bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael, so all the vegetables, all the Tfua, the wheat that's growing now, people are going to eat it right now. So there's not going to be anything left over to bring the Shtei Lechem and the Yomer from. So therefore we don't want you to make an extra month in Shavuot itself. But now that Rebbe said it's mutter to bring vegetables or tfua from Chutz Loritz, you won't run short. The tfua that's growing in Eretz Yisrael, you'll keep it separate, set it aside. For that, you bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem from. What are we going to eat in between? We'll bring the vegetables, the tfua from Chutz Loritz. So once we're allowed to bring the tfua from Chutz Loritz, now there's no chshashim, nothing will go wrong on Shavuos and on Metzoy Shavuos. Now the gzera, why not to bring peiros from Chutz Loritz? The Takan Chatan says is Shechosh Hashem Miyovi Yimoyim Gush Miyof Erasamin. So the Gzeira, maybe you bring the dirt. When you have a vegetable, you won't only bring the vegetable, you bring the dirt along with it. And Aloch Rishem Metama B'Maga B'Masa V'Yetamu Tarash Eretz Yisrael. Metchil, there was a Gzeira, you're not allowed to bring any vegetables from Chutz Loritz in Eretz Yisrael. Because when you bring the vegetables, we're afraid you bring some of the dirt along with it. And the dirt of Chutz Loritz is Metama. So you'll be Metama the Tarash Eretz Yisrael. So Metchil the Gzer was not to bring any vegetables into Eretz Yisrael. But later on, Rabbi Weisdei saw was the effort to go without it, so he was matir, he took away that Gzer. That even though Taki not allowed to bring the dirt into Eretz Yisrael, but a cold part of the vegetables, the tfua, you are allowed to bring into Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Tony. Ein Mavrin is Omer Rabbi Mona. Hoded the Yarmer. That that you said also that there was an Inyan that Metchila Bezdin should not make the extra month on Shavuos or else on the eighth year is Umberishaina that was only said at the beginning, Shoyashanim Kitikonim, that the years were very good, that the crops used to grow at the right time. Avalachshav now, Shein Hashanim Kitikonim, the crops, the years, they don't grow so well anymore, he Shavuos, he Shoshar Shnei Shavua. There shouldn't be any difference of making the extra month on Shavuos or making it after Shavuos. There shouldn't be any difference. And Tony Shobes Rabban Gamliel, Ivra B'moitzoi Shavuos Miyad, Enechnami. He made an Ivra month, an extra year, an extra month they put into Moitzoi Shavuos, the year right after Shavuos. So the Hesber is like this. So the carbonate is not the first part. That on Shavuos itself, he says, Shoyu Ashonim Kitzkuna means, V'Yisrael Shrul Alad Mosim. It was only Bizman they had their Beis HaMikdash, that Klai Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash Chayim. Therefore, there's an Isser not to work on the grounds during Shavuos. It's very hard to manage. Therefore, we don't want an extra month to be during Shavuos. Abu Bizman Azir, Shein Beis HaMikdash Chayim, V'Yoretz Biyad Nochrim, Ein Chilik Ben Shavuos Hashar Shnei Shavua, V'Yer Lomavrim Afilu B'Shavuos. Now there's no Isser not to make the extra month on Shavuos. Because since the land belongs to the Goyim anyway, you're allowed to work on it. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no more korban of the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, so we don't need the Tzvua to be around, it'll be mutter to next extra month on Shavuos. What about Moitzoi Shavuos? I, there's an Issa Chodesh involved, that's not gave him as man as there in Eretz Yisrael for sure, and now I'll eat from the new wheat until the second day of Pesach. So that, the Takan Chazin says that at the good times means Shoyashanu Kitikuna means Shoyatfu of a Maharisless Bashal. The Tfu used to grow nice and fast. The Nisan, it was already finished by Nisan. Therefore, if we put an extra month in between, you'll make the Ikka Chodesh go longer. But now he said the Tfu doesn't grow so fast anyway. So anyway, by Pesach time, we don't have the new Tfu. Therefore, you're not extending the Ikka Chodesh anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to make Moitzoi Shriyas now the extra month. Because the Tfu is not ripe anyway yet. So you have to wait anyway another month or two until it's right. By that time already you'll be a Beis Pesach, and you'll be mutter to eat from the Chodesh. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes back. So originally the Gemara Shaila was, how do we know where's the Rai if Bezdin makes something Hefker that has put him in a Maisa? So he wanted to bring a Rai from this din. It says, B'di'eved, if Bezdin made Shavuos, an extra month, that made the seventh year in Ibiyah, so the extra month is also potem in a meiser. Why is it potem in a meiser? Because it hasn't been hefker only with the rabbanon. So how was the raya? The rabbanon can make it hefker to pot you from meiser. So Mary asks now, no, there's no raya. Omer Rabbi Ovan, ein min hador less. There's no raya at all from this case. Why? Less at shman min aklum. Hey, so in this case you don't have any raya at all. Why not? Because the pasuk says shomor es chodesh oviv. The pasuk says when you make Pesach, make sure it comes out in the spring. It means Shomrayu Sheyaviyo Bechidushay. It means watch as the years to make sure Pesach comes out in the spring. In other words, the Inyan to make an Ibiyah, it's not a Drabon the Kalocha, that's Midiraisa. The Diraisa told we have to make an extra year. Similarly, when the Rabbonin make it, when the Rabbonin Makaveya, that this year is an extra year, it's not a Rabbonin de Kalocha, that's a Diraisa de Kalocha. So if on Shavuos, the Rabbonin said this year Shavuos should have an extra month to it, once they said it's an extra month, it's not Midi Rabbonin, it's Midi Raisa. So the reason why you put them in a Maisa, because the Maisa is Shavuos this year. This year now it's Midi Raisa. So you have no right the Rabbonin can make an Hefker to Pata for Maisa. This is a Diraisa de Kalocha. He says, Shomreyu means, Sheyovi HaChodesh HaZeh B'chidushov, V'lulai HaSofes HaChodesh HaZeh, if Bezdin will not add an extra month, HaYechag HaPesach L'Pomim, B'yamois HaChama, or sometimes it'll be in the summertime, or Pomim Yamois HaKashom, it'll be in the middle of wintertime. Therefore, it's Midirais that you have to make the extra month. So when Bezdin makes the extra month on Shavuos, Pshit it's Potem in a Maisa, because Midirais it's Shavuos. So here you have Noraya. So Gemara says, V'ahadayu Omado, means Vahekin Omado Bezed, the Bezin appointed him in a Maisus. Where did we learn such a Yisoid that Bezin does have the right tapateros from Aisa, when Bezda makes something hefker, from this halacha. There's a halacha like this. Godish shaloi loikit, shaloi loikit. But he has the gears to carbonate, that means godish shaloi likit. Means masnisni breish perakei de peyam. Vachi perushe. Mi shaosav vehigdish es hamurim lemakim echod v'teich hasodeh shadayin loi loktu shom aniyim es haleket. Leket means when you cut off the tefuah, off the stalks, the tefuah that falls to the ground, you have to leave, that's called leket, you have to leave it for the aniyim. You're not allowed to take it for yourself, you have to leave it on the ground. Now, before the aniyim had a chance to come and pick up this leket, what you did, all your bundles, you put on top of the leket. Hey, so all your bundles of tefuah that belong to you, you put on top of the leket. So now we have a suffix now, which bottom tefuah belongs to the aniyim, and which one belongs to you, we don't know. So what's the halacha? Is kol is shalai liket tachtov is kol hanagas boritz. The whole bottom layer of tefuah that touches the ground, the locker is harehen shalaniim. They belong to the aniyim. Since it's a suffix, the bottom layer, which tefuah really belongs to them, which does not, so we make a din that all of it belongs to the aniyim. Now, Rav Amram says, "V'shem Rebbe."